Leila Nishmas of Kanmish Kamish Ben Rabbeinu Eli Melech. Bab Metzia, Perak Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Elu Metzias Shalov, Elu Chayv Lahachris. These are the Metzias that one can keep for himself, and these are the Metzias, when one finds them, he has to announce them. Elu Metzias Shalov. What are the ones you can keep without having to announce? Matzah Peres Mufuzarin. If you find scattered fruits, and Minastam, like the Rav says, the owners gave up hope, and therefore they're Hefker, in all these cases. Most Mufuzaros are money that's scattered. There's no Simon that's Nicker. Krichus, Rishus Harabim, or small bundles of grain in Rishus Harabim. Vigule Dvelo, or fig cakes. Kikar Shal Nachtam, or baker's loaves. These are generic baker's loaves. Machroizos Shal Dogim, strands of fish. Vechatichos Shal Basar, and strips of meat. Vigizei Tzemar Bas Mimidinason, and shearings of wool that come from their Medina. This is excluding one that comes from a specific craftsman. Vanitze Pishton. This, Tresrol explains, is Pishton, it's flax that was already combed well and it's ready to be spun. Ulushonis Shal Argamon, and pieces, tongues of wool that was colored in Argamon, which is like a purple color. Hare Elu Shalo. All these cases you can keep if you find it. There's no simon on it. The owner, Mestamba, was mafkir them. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So the interesting thing is not everybody has this girsa Divrei Rabbi Meir. Because when it says Rabbi Meir, and we're going to see Rabbi Yehuda, the halach is always like Rabbi Yehuda. But when it's Stam a Mishnah, then the halach is usually like the Stam Mishnah, Taisenta points out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol sheyesh bo shinoi chayv lahachris. Anytime there's a shinoi, you have to announce. And on this, the Tanakama obviously disagreed. And some achloikas, if you had the girsa, like I said, of Rabbi Meir, then the halach is going to be like Rabbi Yehuda. If you didn't have the girsa, the halach is going to be like the Tanakama. It seems that the Rav did not have the girsa. And therefore, the halacha is not going to like Rabbi Yehuda according to the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol sheyesh bo shinoi chayv lahachris. Anytime there's any kind of shinoi, you have to announce it. Ketzad. Matzah igul v'toich hecheres. Let's say you have a round case of figs, and inside of it is a shard, kikar v'soich hamos, or a loaf of bread, and money is inside. So that's normally a simon, but it's possible that it just fell in by accident. So the Tanakama held that fell in by accident, you can keep it. But however, according to Behuda, Mestama, somebody put it there, so you can't keep it. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer kol kli anpurya ein chayv lahachris. Shimon ben Elazar says any kli anpurya, this is a new vessel that people can't readily recognize that it's theirs. Those you do not have to be machris. You don't have to announce. You can keep it. However, if a Talmud Chacham has a tvias ayin, meaning he recognizes it, he knows it's his, even though he doesn't have a specific simon, we believe Talmid Chachamim, and therefore the Talmud Chacham can keep it. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, only when you find things like this separately, but if you find them in pairs, the pair itself is a siman.